comedian Harley Breen. Pretty good morning to you, Harley. How are you this morning?
I'm doing real well, mate. How is it out there in the People's Republic of Country Victoria?
We love it here, mate, and the weather is shaping up beautifully. Being spring, of course, we're looking forward to summer, but doing okay, mate, doing okay. Now, look, Making It Australia premiered last night on Channel 10, and what a fantastic show. I love the initiative, I love the innovation, and the way that people are putting things together, but $100,000 for a grand prize, man, that is life-changing. What a terrific idea, yeah?
Yeah, mate, it's not a bad prize for just tinkering away in the shed, is it?
No.
It's the perfect gift for dedicating yourself to making silly little things, and I've been doing that my whole life, and it was great to find a whole barn full of people that love it as much as I do.
Yeah, terrific. So from quilting to cubby houses to pottery to party invitations around the country, so you can think tradies, artists, fashion designers, party planners, and to prove they're a cut above the rest, as we know, they sculpt, they sew, and they saw their way through a series of challenges for their shot at $100,000 for the grand prize. But talk about innovation, and some of the things that these guys are putting together really is quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Like, we had episode one last night, and I obviously have no favourites, Matt, but Andrew, who is the scrap metal sculpturist, I really was drawn to him. There was a real paternal vibe about the guy. He was our oldest maker, and you know, his medium is scrap metal. But last night he made a felt drop bear to represent his inner beast, which I just loved. I thought it was excellent. And finally, people got to see what a real drop bear looks like.
Exactly right. Of course, yourself and also Susie Youssef are hosting the show. They've got the judges there as well. Designer Deborah Riley and renowned paper engineer Ben Jahani. What can you tell us about those two guys?
They're incredible. And up until making it, they hadn't been in front of the camera. Deb is proper TV royalty. But yeah. She's usually behind the camera and doing production design and set design on just little things like The Matrix and Moulin Rouge and Game of Thrones.
You know. Is that all?
Nothing big.
Yeah.
And Ben Jahani is, you know, it seems weird. I think for a lot of people, it's going to be the first time they've heard the term paper engineer. We come up with great terms in the crafting world, but he truly is an amazing artist at being able to manipulate paper into all sorts of different forms. And I thought they were excellent people to work with. And then, of course, my mate Susie Youssef, it was just a dream to make TV with her.
Yeah, terrific. So it's back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10 and 10 Play On Demand. What are we going to see tonight, Harley?
Well, tonight we're going straight back to childhood. I had a message from my manager last night whose child is about 10, who said, "Is this just Mr. Maker for adults?" And I was like, "It's exactly that. That's what it is." And so tonight we're deep diving into it because it's all about childhood. They're going to make billy carts in the first ever Together Craft.
Fantastic.
Which means they're groups together. And then they go back into solo making to make a cubby house each, which is right up my alley. I love cubby houses. I've made four now for my children.
Wow.
And so I took a lot of ideas from these guys, and I'm ready for cubby house number five at the moment.
Fantastic. So check it out tonight, 7:30 on 10, and 10 Play On Demand. It's Making It Australia with the great Harley Breen and also Susie Youssef. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Harley. Looking forward to it, dude.
Good on you, mate, and stay safe out there in the country.